It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show. 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good day, good day. And welcome to Speak Out 2.0. It's a brand new month. We're kicking off the month of February. It's the first already. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host for the next hour. And we're going to join Mike Connor in just a second here, who's a president and CEO of River Fund. We do want to tell you about a blood drive tomorrow in Bullhead City. And that's from 1 o'clock until 5. And that's at the Bullhead City Health Club up there in the Riverview Mall. And you call Vitalant, and they'll email you the questionnaire. Call 877-258-4825. And then, starting tomorrow, Warm Sea is doing a photo contest. Wear red and submit your picture to Gina Morga. And they're going to have some judges up there. They're going to select a picture, and someone's going to win a free Valentine's Day lunch. How cool is that? So you're going to submit your picture to Gina Morga. It's J-E-N-A underscore Morga, M-O-R-G-A, at chs.net. So send her some pictures. And Friday, of course, is another Funnable Friday in Bullhead City, a pop-up event at the rec department. It's called Cookies and Cupid. I think kids will have a great time with that. Starts at 11 o'clock at the Bullhead Recreation Center, and you go to Bullhead City webpage and click on Rec Desk, R-E-C-D-E-S-K, and you can sign up. And then on Saturday, there's a farmer's market in Bullhead City, 9 o'clock until 1, also put on by the Recreation Department. You can call their direct line, 928-763-0158. All right, you can put on that headset. Now, let's change the tune and go into the 70s. And welcome the president, the CEO, Mike Connor. Put the microphone right up in front of your mouth. There we go.
Here we are.
How are you, Mike?
Not too bad for an old-timer.
Take the cord off of your...
Oh, there's a... It didn't even come with the instructions.
Okay. There you are. How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Pretty good, yeah.
Been a little under the weather.
I wish that had been in the weather. I mean, where's the rain? Come on. We're supposed to have this winter time. Remember last year?
Yeah.
It's so nice about this time. You know,
I know.
Daily little nice showers.
And I wore my winter shorts today, and I'm waiting for it.
Yeah.
The rain.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. You have a label. You have a drawer at home that says the winter and summer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I distribute them that way.
So. Where do you keep the long pants? I haven't seen you in long pants in about 25 years.
What are long pants?
Yes, that's what I thought.
Actually, there's a pair hanging that I wear on Sundays to church.
Okay.
And I'll have to wear them tomorrow for... Mr. Tony Diaz's celebration of life.
Yes, yes.
So that's at the Catholic Church, and I'll wear long pants there.
Yeah.
They'll probably throw me out if I was walking with these knees. So how was our world at River Fund?
Well, we've had an exceptional, I keep saying this every year, but they keep getting busier each year too. And this nonprofit world is interesting. Because you never know where your money's coming from because of the inflation and the situations around the world that affect all of our lives all the time.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just about, it's similar to gas prices, you know. It keeps going up and down, up and down, up and down.
And we have no control of it.
So, exactly. Yeah.
Except we need it.
Yeah. At least with postage stamps, it doesn't go up and down.
It just keeps going
up and up and up and up and up,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can plan on that.
And we mail less and less.
So it's hard to, and that's true because of the internet. And
right.
Yeah.
You know,
so.
Yeah.
But you know, we have a lot of funds. We have too many for me to list. Excuse my voice. I'm just coming out of a bad cold.
Right.
So.
You sound like you should be an announcer. You sound like Doug Schuster, the sheriff, with a deep set of lungs.
Yeah, so, but anyway, we
have... One of the funds that you have is Fund the Heart. And for the last month, MEC has asked their customers to round up your bill. If it's $49.95, round it up to $50 and send those extra pennies to Fund the Heart at River Fund. What is Fund the Heart? What does that fund do?
From the heart.
Okay, from the heart.
From the heart fund.
From the heart
fund. If you want to put it that way.
Okay.
It used to be a longer name way back in the...
That's not long enough.
When Ron Timbarge was still the CEO at the hospital here in town.
Right.
It got started there. And over the years, it's changed a little bit. Today it's another source of funding to help the River Fund help people.
Okay.
It's that simple. It's nothing unique other than the fact that you can do it just by sitting down and putting an extra a check mark or a dollar or whatever it is on the electric bill when you mail it. But you think a dollar doesn't go anywhere. Well, let me tell you, when you haven't got anything in your pocket and you're trying to pay your electric bill and your kids are on a machine or something because they have breathing problems, or you need, in other words, you need electricity in the house to power electric wheelchairs and all that kind of stuff. So we need those monies because we need the extra funds to help people that can't just afford to leave the yard lights on every night or night and they have to pay their electric bill.
Right.
So these kinds of funds... It's like the little jar on the counter when you go into the Circle K. And the little sign on it says, here, donate to this. Boom, boom, boom. Uh-huh. And you fill that up with pennies and dimes and nickels. You know, one time I had a mother come in with her child, and she needed some help real bad with some kind that we were going to help her with. And he come running in the door with a piece of paper in his hand all rolled up, and he was so proud. And he ran over and given it to me, and I opened it up. And it said, thank you for helping my mommy. And he wrote this in Crayola, his best penmanship. And attached to that was 6 pennies that he took out of his little, piggy bank.
He's making a down payment on paying you back.
And he brought me 6 pennies. And I tell you what, that 6 pennies went in as part of the deposit.
Sure.
And into the big pot that helps people. And I say that because it's a good example of, how many times you walk across the sidewalk down in the parking lot to go to your car, and there's a quarter laying on the ground or something. You pick it up. Invariably, you just pick it up and you just throw it in your pocket.
Yeah.
And then the wife or the girlfriend, she gets on you because it's laundry day.
You left a quarter in your
pocket. There's all this banging in there. Well, all of this adds up, Larry, and because we can do an amazing amount of things with a little bit of money.
And a good part of your money comes from casino employees.
You bet.
That give every single month, every single check.
Just about a third of it does.
Right. And then you go for grants also.
Well, let me talk about that dollar or whatever that the employees contributed.
Casino, okay. You know,
and some of them, $20, $30.
Yeah.
But, see, that money gets split three ways.
Okay.
And part of it goes into a thing we call the Program Grant Fund. And that has done, we're so close to $1 million now since we started.
Wow.
Back in June of 2010 in that fund of grants that we actually give to other people.
Okay.
That we grant money to people.
Right.
Instead of me writing grants and getting money from foundations. It's us being the foundation writing the grant. But we're doing it with contributions that we get through payroll deduction. It's 25% of our 15% of every dollar.
I see.
And that gets put into a special fund that sits there year around growing until we get enough money in it to put word out to all the local nonprofits in the area that need money and they haven't got a way to raise it. Now, we have a simple process. It's not difficult.
Right.
But we do vet everybody and make sure that they need it and they're legitimate and they pay their taxes to the IRS and all that. And then we give out things. We've done it for the food banks, especially the food banks, and not just for cabbage and potatoes and a can of beans, but for repairing a truck, refrigeration truck, or maybe it's the cooler system or what have you.
In other words, how to operate the whole project,
Right. Or it could be a liability insurance policy.
Yeah.
Anything that it takes to keep it legal and open.
Right.
It's because we cannot close down our food banks. We just can't.
No. I agree.
So that's 15 cents of every dollar in that they donate through their HR departments at the casinos. And we do a lot of other things too with that. It's the Boys and Girls Club for summer scholarships for those young ones that can't, you know, pay their dues or whatever and things like that.
But they got to have a place to send their child.
Yeah.
A safe place.
And then there's other grants too that we do for just whatever the nonprofits need to replace a couple of mattresses or box springs or maybe a washer and dryer at a alcohol rehab facility.
Okay.
Things of that, you know, for the clothing. And I just did that yesterday morning. And so that money is so important. It works all year long helping people.
Right.
So if you're donating $5 or $20, you have a good sense to know that your money is being used all year long to help people.
Well, and it's $5 or $20 from a good amount of people in all the casinos.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
So
it creates a big fund. You know, not $5 a piece, but when it's $5 a piece from everybody on the floor.
Yeah, even that fund is susceptible to damage, if you will, once in a while. You mentioned earlier the pandemic. When that hit, you know, and we had some people laid off. And then,
right. And
then Governor Sisolak at the time had to close down the state of gaming. And so Casino Drive was dark.
I remember.
Well, when they're not working, they can't donate. And if they can't donate, I don't have the money to help.
Right.
And so that was 6-8 weeks, I think we went through.
Quite a while.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're still recovering from that. People don't realize it. You just don't go back to a lot of those folks that were working here at the time. I got laid off, and remember the Colorado bill.
Sure.
That wasn't a layoff. That was we're retiring here.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yep.
And so there was, 300-400 people there? So it's taking a long time to come back.
Right.
Like we were. If we ever will be like we were, I don't know. So, you know, some of the restaurants that closed down and the, and the cafeterias and so forth. So.
Well, and I think some of the casinos today operate their restaurants on a 5-day week.
Yeah.
In the middle of the week, they're off.
Closed on Mondays and Tuesdays or something. And,
that does happen.
Yeah, so that all affects the bottom line in the casinos and in the pocketbooks of the employees that work for the casinos. So.
I agree.
So we just kind of roll with it, see. but one thing we did do is we made sure that we never closed one day during the pandemic.
Right.
Except our normal, we kept our normal business hours. We had the sanitary stuff and all of the hand wipes and the whole nine yards and the forehead thermometers. And, but we were open and we helped people.
Right.
Because that's what we're here to do. So
let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more with Mike. If you have a question, grab your phone. 234-343-1065. You can pick up the phone and give us a call at any point in time. Write that down. That's our new number, 234-343-1065.
We're not away from you, boy. People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine-in, catering, or to-go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's Meal Prep Solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
I'm Tyler Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
When you need emergency care, you want it fast. And if it's a serious issue like a heart attack or stroke, every minute counts. That's why it's important to choose a hospital equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. At Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, we're here, ready to offer care 24/7. To learn more, visit WesternArizonaER.com. In an emergency, call 911.
Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Now available in some areas of Bullhead City and for Mojave. Sign up today. Visit TWNCOM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095. Find a plan that's right for you and your family. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Hey, this is Devin with Dr. D's Gourmet Creations, and went to go visit my old chemistry teacher one day, and I saw he was making jerky, and I said, why don't we try selling this? And ever since then, we've been trying to create these awesome scientific experiment creations. Dr. D's helped me become a business person, is what I've always wanted to actually do, and my old chemistry teacher gave me that opportunity, and I'm so thankful for it.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Building. And by the way, I got a text here. The Heart Fund was actually created by Peggy Gilman at MEC that gives the customers an opportunity to donate a dollar each month on their bill. And so it goes back to Peggy Gilman, who's kind of retired, but she's still there as a consultant quite a bit. Hey, Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. When you need emergency care, you want it fast. If it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, every minute counts. That's why it's important to choose a hospital equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here, ready to care for you 24/7. Learn more at Western Arizona Regional, Western Arizona ER. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Hey, Valentine's dinner. Yes, you can do that at Laughlin Ranch. 2 different seatings. So dinner special starts with a salad wedge or Caesar salad or house salad. Everybody says hose. House salad. I got to learn to type, Mike. It says hose salad. House salad. And then dinner, you can have filet mignon if you would like that. You like filet? Or how about Australian lobster tail. Plus veggies, cheesecake. Yeah, make your reservation now. Call Laughlin Ranch, 928-754-1243. East West Financial Services, you want to retire in 2024? Or maybe you're already retired, but you'd like someone else to take a look at what you've been doing in your plan and just say, does this make sense? Well, you can run that by Jack Mafara. He's been doing this for 30 years, 20 right here in Mojave County, and he's got offices in Kingman and Bullhead City. You just call him up and sit down and meet with him. It's free. 928-888-9828. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. You want to enter the world of health care? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you and get you certified to become a certified nursing assistant, all while you're being paid on the clock. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by Legacy anytime, 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. All right, 26 past the hour, we're back with Mike Connor, the president and CEO of River Fund. And we were talking about the casinos donating, but you have a lot of businesses around the area that their employees donate.
Oh, certainly.
Put that microphone right back in front of your mouth there. You coughed a little bit and you moved it. There we go. Now we can hear you.
Okay.
So you have a lot of businesses that participate.
Oh, certainly. There's a lot, of course. There's a lot of agencies and there's businesses in Laughlin as well as in the Bullhead City area and around the region that you know, all support us. Your caller, or not the caller, there, right. It was a text you got a minute ago about Peggy. I need to say something about MEC. I can't say enough. But anyway, Mojave Electric is a wonderful company, and they helped us get started back in June of 2010 with a lot of different things, and these grants that we have now that help people is just absolutely amazing. If I put it all into a basket and shook it up, it would come out at about $90,000 a year.
Wow,
that's a lot of kilowatts. You know, and a lot of the, and some of it's split between different things. And,
sure.
And one of them, of course, is appliances, the repair or replacement of appliances, and deposits for utilities. And this last year, I don't remember how many, Larry. There, but you know, air conditioning, just like everything else, has gone up around $7,000-$8,000 now for a typical replacement for a house or a mobile home. And we had it over ten that we did for homes that would have never been able to have their air conditioning if it hadn't been for these grants from Mojave Electric Property.
Right.
And Peggy, love her to death. You know, she's one of the. I think she's still in the sheriff's department. So
search and rescue.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I saw her in her field boots. But she's always been a great help to us, and the whole thing. And Tyler is up there. She's just amazing what he can do to save electricity for the people to this county.
Well, and you know, you bring up Peggy volunteering for search and rescue. You too have a ton of volunteers within the River Fund that help keep it going every day, don't you?
I say that again.
You too. I said, you know, Peggy volunteered for search and rescue.
Yeah.
I said, you too have a lot of volunteers that help keep River Fund going every day.
Oh no. We haven't had volunteers for about 8-9 years.
Oh really?
Here's why. It's not that we don't like to have people come in and help us, but we're not the way we're structured is not such that. Things have changed, you know, since we first, you know, you used to be able to put out a tin can out here and just have people come by and put dollar bills in it.
Right.
Things have gotten a lot more complicated, especially when you get to start writing grants. And it's the requirements on the other side that make it so difficult for you to operate sometimes.
The hoops you have to jump through.
Yeah, well, and then the requirements and the eligibility that they require of people that get the help,
right?
And no two are alike, and about your income or how long you've been here or this, all whatever it is, and you know there's an old saying, you can't fire a volunteer, you know,
right?
And God love them, there's a lot of us that wouldn't be where we are today without volunteers.
Yeah.
That's certainly how River Fund got started. We had 6 volunteers and 10x10 office and a cell phone.
Yeah.
But we have got it down now to we have a staff of 4 client assistant personnel and they do an amazing job on both sides of the river. It's the things that the questions they have to ask. We're not registered, licensed case managers.
Right.
But we are, anyway.
You're doing the job
just by the nature of what we do.
Sure.
because we don't know what to do for folks until we talk to them.
Right.
And there's certain questions and things that we need to talk about and different, because no two situations when they come through the door are alike.
Right.
And so we can't ask our volunteers to do that because it's forever changing.
And it's probably a little personal.
Well, it's
for people that
everything
call.
Is, it's you know, and you have to have confidentiality claims and all of those things. So.
Right.
But anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's enough of the volunteer side. But I always refer them down to the food bank because the food bank in Laughlin and Bullhead City need volunteers
constantly.
All the time, constantly, especially in the holidays.
Yeah. All right. Half past the hour. Let's take a little break. That might relax his throat. Yeah. And we're about 30 minutes away from Mr. Sean Hannity in the studio. Yeah. Well, in your ears. Tomorrow on the program, Harold Smith from Veterans in Motion will be here. And Tanya. Oh, Tanya. Tanya Brown Worth from the Laughlin Library. Keep you up to date. What's going on there?
We may not have a mansion on.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafower, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Perkins Restaurant and Bakery invites you to stop in and enjoy comfort classics. Chicken strips melt, the classic cheeseburger, or prime rib parmesan griller. Dinner plates include the steak and pepper skillet, a delicious country fried steak dinner, or the yummy prime rib dinner, plus your choice of over a dozen sides. Then top off your meal with a nice slice of chocolate French silk pie. Join My Perkins for specials and coupons. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Bullhead City.
When it comes to you and your family's health, you want the best care possible. Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, The Apothecary Shop, is here to help. Their staff takes the time to get to know their patients and help them on a path to better health. Full-time pharmacists Tony Liska and Jeff Rowell have a personal commitment to you. The Apothecary Shop, your Health Mart Pharmacy, located at 1840 Mesquite, Lake Havasu City, across from the hospital. Visit liskasapothecary.com. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Get ready for a weekend filled with outdoor fun. Pick up this week's white sheet. You'll find locations of where to park for the Havasu Chamber's annual Downtown Winterfest. The story behind the Elaine Roshan Memorial Race at the Havasu 95 Speedway. And an invite to the Vintage Trailers Open House. Pick up a white sheet today. You'll find this week's white sheet at your favorite restaurant or retailer. Take a peek at the center pullout for the ultimate garage sale map. Pick up a white sheet today.
Every weekend could be Honeydew Weekend with the help of Tom and Leslie from the KNTR Talk, the Money Pit Radio Show. You will discover all kinds of hints, tricks of the trade, and even expert advice when it comes to your home, garden, yard, patio, and everything else your honey has to do. Be listening to the Money Pit every Sunday at 10 a.m. on KNTR Talk, Voice of the Free. The Money Pit is sponsored in part by Quality Marble and Granite, Bullhead City, where quality is set in stone.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. Hey, by the way, we mentioned that it is the first of the month. Yes, and you know what that means. On the first day of each month, you must check your smoke alarms. Check the smoke alarms in your home. Make sure they all work. You know, if you want to really get creative, tomorrow night, in the middle of the night, on a Friday night, you can test them. Make sure everybody gets up and goes out to your meeting place. If you have any questions, call me. I did it for 31 years. 928-201-3313 or contact your local fire department because they actually have a free smoke detector program and they can come out and replace them. And especially if you're a senior, we don't want you getting up on that ladder and replacing them yourself. No. Call your local fire department. They will help you. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. We said a lot of good things about them. Well, MEC and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative need your help.
with the generation and transmission of power supply reliable energy to you. Okay? Now, to continue doing that, MEC must provide power generating stations, their own reliable systems, that can be flexible and on energy and bring energy to you. Efficient natural gas units. Yeah, MEC is asking you to go to ReliableEnergyArizona.com and show your support. Mojave Mortgage, hey, it's 2024. You thinking you want to buy a home? Well, why not? But you're going to need some money. Or maybe you want a mobile home. Maybe you want a vacation home. Maybe a pool. Maybe a cabin in the Wallapies. Well, it's going to take some cash. So you call Chad Hansen. He's the CEO. He's the president. He's the founder. He's the guy. Yes, he washes the dishes too. But he's the man at Mojave Mortgage. 928-288-2691. You call him up. He says, come on in. Sit down. Tell me what your needs are. Okay, so you go into his office. It's a big office. Big desk. You sit down. You say, well, we talked about it. We're looking at this house for $310,000. Okay. He'll give you a couple sheets of paper to fill out. Then he disappears. Honey, where'd he go? He disappeared. You're asking your wife, did you see him leave the room? No. Because his chair is a dumbwaiter. It goes down to the vault. And he gets your $310,000. He brings it up on a silver platter and just hands it to you. Yeah, that's how it works at Mojave Mortgage. Call him, 928-288-2691. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, stop in and enjoy the Comfort Classics menu. Oh, sounds so good, huh? Chicken strips melt, classic cheeseburgers, prime rib, parmesan, griller, dinner plates like, steak and peppers, skillet, country fried steak, and yummy prime rib. And then a dozen sides for you to choose from. And then you can be like Mike Connor and say, before I leave, can I have a piece of chocolate pie? Are you a chocolate pie guy?
No, thank you.
Banana cream?
No.
None?
No.
No?
Sugar.
Oh, you don't? You and sugar are...
Anti-sugar person.
You're in a war against sugar? Oh. Diabetics can't have sugar.
Yeah.
I know, I'm not supposed to either. But ask me how many times I leave Perkins with a piece of pie. Every once in a while you have to cheat. Right? Well, I do. I know you don't.
Okay.
Because you're so thin. Because you don't eat sugar. So, River Fun, are you getting people that call you and ask you to create a different type of fund within River Fund for a special project or a special need?
Well, that's a lead in, isn't it?
Yeah.
We didn't used to. It just never surfaced. It never came up. We had a few. When we first started out, we always thought we would just be doing things like electric bills and rent and things of that nature, the everyday stuff, until people walked in and started saying, hey, listen, my boyfriend kicked me out of the house last night and beat me up, and I'm just coming from the hospital now, and I need some help. And so we took on, this thing with all of these different things happening in the middle of the night where women are being battered and beaten, and their kids are screaming and yelling. They have nowhere to go. So eventually we have different kind of funds that started accruing. And now today we have a lot of them. We have the Veterans Fund, of course, is a very important one to help all our veterans with all kinds of different things. But there's another one, new one, that we call it, simply call it a memory care. Get it out, Mike. Get it out. Memory care fund, and it's Alzheimer's and all of the different things related to Alzheimer's and any kind of memory care thing. We help with that. And then there's other funds that happen just because of incidents that happen,
You have a board of directors that gives you that leeway to people's needs.
It's you have to react to situations, and that's what happened, in December when we had this fire
correct
over on Anna Circle, and That was at about 5 o'clock on a Saturday night. And in fact, that night I was at the, just arriving at the boat parade.
Correct.
At the, Chamber of Commerce.
Yes. As was the fire chief.
Fire trucks were going by as we were pulling our boats in to put them on the river. And I learned the next morning that there had been a catastrophic fire in Bullhead City, and we lost some children. And so the next morning, that would have been Sunday morning, we had our IT people on working on our website to add a new section to our website so people could donate to help with the Anna Circle Fire Fund. And, those things happen. And we've also had, if you remember, Star.
Yes.
What a wonderful gal she was. And, and she passed away. There was a situation where the family wanted to do something to help others that might struggle in the future with, and we deal with this all the time.
Sure.
You don't think about it. You don't like to think about it. But, final expenses sometimes can really be expensive.
Yep.
And so that generated a new fund when she passed away in her memory. So we have all these different things going on, but yeah.
Well, and you just mentioned the fatal fire, and one of the things, because some people created GoFundMe accounts, and I understand that they do that because they feel that they need to do that for people to donate to, but with River Fund, if you donate to River Fund, it all stays in River Fund, and you're not taking a cut out of that.
Well, yeah. Well, we insist on that, and there's different ways you can do that. We still have a fee we have to pay, whether we
sure.
like it or not. When you're doing it through credit cards and online services and stuff, banking or whatever, there's fees.
Sure.
And so we've set up our website so that if you want to donate $50 for a widget,
yeah.
And it's going to be $50, and maybe it's going to be $1.73 added on for fees.
Right.
Well, you can do $51.73, and then $50 will end up going to that cause.
Yeah. And that's like right now, if you notice, a lot of our gas stations are changing their signs.
Yeah. Well, it's
good. They give you a cash price
and
a debit card price.
Yeah. Right.
You know, same thing.
And there's just 10 cents
a gallon. So.
Well, and service stations that in the past weren't doing that.
No.
Some of them.
Right.
Some of them have, some of them that haven't.
Yeah.
But just about everybody is
and
now.
It's usually about 10 cents a gallon difference.
So
you put 20 gallons in,
well,
it's a little bit more than
bucks.
$1.73 Mike's getting.
Well, that's right.
So,
it's set up, and when we did this thing with these families that we have been helping, we're still helping them. We're not done with that
project. It's not over
at all.
Yet.
Of course not.
Right.
An awful lot of people, and we got people from, I remember we got $1,000 from a lady in New Jersey. We got them from all over the country, East Coast, Upper Maine, Delaware and area, and Florida, and all over the place.
Americans have pretty big
Texas.
Hearts.
Yeah. Well, a lot of those that donated have been through it.
Right.
They know the heart, they're hurt, and what you, and, you know, you don't replace the child. You don't replace the life. I mean.
Yeah.
But then on top of it, within seconds, you've lost five
right.
beautiful children. That's just not fair. It's just not right.
Yeah.
And the reason we're still dealing with this is because some of the families involved are still trying to understand what happened.
Oh, and
why?
They never will.
Why?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. They're still not having come down off the roof.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot going on with that, but I've always said for years since I've been here since June of 2010 is when we started River Fund, but I came to Bullhead City area in 1975 somewhere in there is where I first came here.
Yeah,
and And it's always been such a warm community when it comes to stepping up for kids.
When I moved here, you were a deputy sheriff.
Was I?
Yeah.
Who allowed that to happen?
Richardson was his name.
Yeah. But you mentioned something to do with children.
Yeah.
And the community just comes together. Same with the veterans.
Right.
You know, or cancer patients.
Well, and the beginning of last month, we kicked off with the Rotary Club in here. We had Scott Merrill, and we had George Smith, and we had Tashira. And the three of them were working on the Slab-O-Rama.
Yeah.
And when they start listing the programs that Slab-O-Rama funds.
Crazy, isn't it?
You know, when you realize that they deliver dictionaries to every student in the valley, in the, I think it's fourth grade, maybe fifth grade.
Yeah.
That's a chunk of change when you provide dictionaries to every kid in this valley.
What they did was, way back when, these kids were getting two and three dictionaries.
Right.
Because every service club around here was doing it. And so we finally all got together, you know, and said, hey, listen.
Right.
And so.
It's becoming like toy programs and Easter egg hunts. Yeah. Everybody wants to do one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it's more children are getting it now this way. Because it's one.
Right.
They cover most all the schools.
Yeah.
Including the Laughlin kids.
And you're right, you know, the service clubs, and you're in the Rotary Club in Laughlin. The service clubs step up to the plate when it's necessary, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We'll pay $15,000 this year out of our Kiwanis Fund just for swim lessons.
Mm-hmm.
So that kids can get out of water and get to the side. And we're not making them barracudas, but we're going to make sure that they're safe. And can get out of the water, and we pay the city because they're the ones that with the experts and the lifeguards.
Yeah.
And I believe it's starting today that the pool goes down for resurfacing the entire top, the surface. And when my Kiwanis Kids Expo happens in 8 weeks, it won't have a pool for the kids. But you're right, when people step up with children. They will. Because they've all been there. They've all been a kid.
Yeah. Well, and also I want to give every credit I can to there was a lot of car washes. We're waiting for some of that money to still come in.
Yeah.
There was a lot of car washes done and bake sales and you name it. It's just automatic. They just did it.
Sure.
And then all they wanted to know is where to bring the money.
Right.
You know, and there's been so much need, you know, since the fire, besides the mental health aspect of all of this and the shock of the loss and so forth. But the families, some of the families did have to have new housing and everything. And that meant new bedding, new
everything.
Mattress land stepped up to help us big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't have done it without them.
Yeah,
you know, and make Buttlehead better. And Grace and her group they're doing amazing things. And Grace even took the mothers shopping, and some of them, you know, shopping for bedding and for towels and for kitchen utensils and
right,
you know, all these things. The community just is. I love this town.
I know. You and me both.
It's amazing. But you know,
we're very fortunate.
Yes.
I've said for a long time, and especially when COVID hit, it's good to live in rural Arizona.
Yeah.
Let's take our last break. If by chance you stick around to the top of the hour, Mr. Sean Hannity will be here with you for 3 hours straight.
Yes, it's over. Sorry that it had to end this way.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Mojave Electric continues to support education with 18 $200 classroom grants for educators to purchase materials, equipment, or supplies for special school projects. Submissions are now being accepted for teachers at schools in MEC service territory until March 15, 2024. Applications are available on www.mojaveelectric.com or at member service office at 928 Hancock Road. Apply today. It's more than an apple, it's financial support.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Warmer weather brings out scorpions, sun spiders, and other creepy crawlers. Nobody wants a spider bite or scorpion sting, especially your children and your pets. Barron Pest Solutions can help prevent bug bites and stings. With a monthly scheduled treatment plan indoors and outside, you'll rest comfortably knowing your pets and children are safe. Barron certified technicians know the proper products to use and the correct way to treat your home or office. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions.
Guys, make your reservation now for Valentine's Day dinner at Laughlin Ranch Grill. The featured special starts with a wedge salad or a Caesar salad or a house salad. Then dinner, filet mignon and Australian lobster tail. Plus, vegetables and cheesecake dessert. Make your reservation now. Call Laughlin Ranch, 754-1243. Spoil your loved one. Regular menu also available. Nail down your reservation now. Call Laughlin Ranch, 754-1243.
The Mojave Community College Booster Club is helping to bring collegiate sports programs to our Mojave County Community College campuses. The first sport will be men's and women's soccer. The MCC Booster Club is in a campaign to raise funds to make this possible. We are in the final stretch of the drive. The annual fundraising golf tournaments in Lake Havasu, Kingman, and Bullhead City are upon us. Our hope is these tournaments will put us over our financial commitment to help bring sports to our local MCC campuses. The Booster Club is currently in need of corporate sponsors and can only reach our goal with our community's support. To find out about the different levels of sponsorships and benefits included, please contact Gary Reynolds at 928-716-8182. That's 928-716-8182 for more information. Thank you for supporting the MCC Booster Club's endeavor to bring college sports to our communities. The Mojave Community College Booster Club is a 501c3 entity.
Oh, welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. I want to remind you tomorrow on Paul LaVoy's Speak Out from Lake Havasu City, Sam Scarmato will be in the studio. Always interesting. Always interesting. Guarantee you. Hey, Speak Up 2.0 is brought to you by TWE Communications. Elevate your online experience. Fast, reliable fiber internet that doesn't go down. We have it here in the studio. Yes, in our new studio in the Ken Perella Tower. It's all fiber. Yes. You should see roll after roll all through the building. Yeah. You can have it, too, in most of Bullhead City, most of Fort Mojave. Sign up today. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave. 22,000 connections out there available for you right now. ProFit Kitchen. Healthy me, healthy you. Oh, healthy me. Help New Year. Yeah, well, let ProFit Kitchen help you out. Delicious food. Fresh food. 4 different salads. 12 wraps. 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more, plus juices and smoothies and protein shakes. Oh, all good stuff for you. And they're coming to Kingman. They're going to open in about maybe 2 to 3 weeks. Go to ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com, and see the whole menu. Barron Services, professionals in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, professionals in pest solutions, home or commercial, and there's no business too big, too small, no home too big, too small for Barron's. Barron's quality, experience, and family. Call 928-758-5499. We're back with Mike Connor, the president and CEO of River Fund, and put that microphone back up in front of your mouth. With River Fund, you qualify for tax credits if people want to.
Well, I had to take a 6-inch thick book and I had to test questions and you know.
Yeah.
And then
you pass.
Yeah, it's a program through the Arizona Department of Revenue that helps us help people with their tax situations.
There we go.
And so forth at the end of the year, and at that time, all the way up to April. And it's simply if you donate a household, I believe now, and it's different. You have to, it gets down to the pennies now.
Right.
It's a little bit different than it was last year. It's a little bit better. It was $400 per person or $800 a couple. Now it's about $450 right. per person and $880 or something along those lines.
Yeah.
But it's much better that if you donate that much, up to that much, I'm sorry.
Bring it up to your tax person when you go to do your taxes.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And it's really easy.
You sit back and say, how do I make a donation to
River
Fund?
As long as you're donating throughout the year, maybe you do it. I do a lot of foundations that I do with Rotary, for example, I just do online.
Ah.
And I just do 25, 30 bucks a month and,
there you
yeah,
go.
Or $100, whatever you want to do, and okay. your foundations, and then it doesn't hurt the pocket so much that bad at the end of the year, and it just goes right into your. Be sure to check our website at River Fund Inc. That's riverfundinc.com.
Yeah. How long have you been a Rotarian?
Since 1985.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Wow. I know, Larry. That's before dirt was invented. Go ahead. But anyway,
that's a long time.
Yeah. So, but those are good foundations to subscribe to, and then our Rotary clubs. Everybody has these different funds now.
Mm-hmm. You know who shares our office in here with us, Mr. Bob.
Mr. Bob, huh? Bob, okay, Mr. Bob. Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about, Larry. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the last name. I want to say Sloan, but no.
Bob Schoen.
Schoen.
Bob Schoen.
Schoen.
So he's not over at the Holiday.
Right. Now he's here.
The Holiday Shores Real Estate Office.
Yeah. Yeah, you can sit down with him and he can tell you some stories.
I haven't seen Bob in a lot of years. Anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes, we can certainly use the help that way too, because if for every dollar you contribute to us, that goes into your tax return in Arizona residence, comes right back to you.
Right.
Up to $800 for a couple.
You get it back.
And you can still do it even and then it's 2024. You can still do it on your 23
taxes.
Yes, yeah. sir. Yes.
Okay, Michael. Riverfund.inc. If people have questions, they can get it all on your website.
Dot Inc.
Isn't that what you said?
No, it's not what I said. I said riverfundinc.com.
Oh, okay. Riverfund Inc. I heard an Inc. somewhere.
Yeah.
Riverfundinc.com. Yes. So if you have questions.
We couldn't get Riverfund Inc. or we couldn't get riverfund.com.
Oh.
There's another Riverfund Inc. in New Jersey somewhere.
Oh,
there's
so you had to go Riverfund Inc.
Yeah, so we did. And Riverfund, short for Incorporated. I-N-K. No, Larry. It's I-N-C. .com.
Michael, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me.
We're out of time.
Sorry I was so groggy this morning. But
that's all right. Yeah. All right, that's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here, too. And Sean Hannity, right after the news, coming up in seconds. Stick around. See you tomorrow.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.